The U.S. Senate voted Friday not to allow new testimony and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial, setting up a vote next week on the two articles of impeachment facing the president. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The motion is not agreed to.
The Republican majority prevailed as the U.S. Senate voted late Friday afternoon against calling witnesses to testify in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. The tally was 51-49, with Republican Susan Collins of Maine and Mitt Romney of Utah siding with Democrats. Shortly after the vote, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was blunt in his assessment.
If the president is acquitted with no witnesses, no documents, the acquittal will have no value.
The timing of the Senate vote squarely linked with politics. The first in the nation Iowa caucuses are Monday, and the president gives his State of the Union address Tuesday night. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States declared a public health emergency, announced significant entry restrictions in an effort to prevent the spread of the new virus that has been hitting China hard. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
At a White House briefing that included other top officials, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announced that President Trump has signed an order that will temporarily bar entry to the U.S. of foreign nationals believed to be at risk of transmitting the virus.
The risk of infection for Americans remains low. And with these and our previous actions, we are working to keep the risk low.
Americans returning from anywhere in China will be allowed into the country, but will face screening and be required to undertake 14 days of self-isolation. Americans returning from Hubei province, the center of the outbreak, will be placed in mandatory quarantine. The announcement came not long after health officials issued a federal quarantine order to continue monitoring Americans who've been staying at a Southern California military base since they were evacuated from Wuhan, China. I'm Jennifer King.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.